You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Performing. Oh, no. You just don't went out there and bought your dress. You're going to take it back after the funeral. Two people got to lift your arm up. It ain't that serious. You're supposed to be letting him prepare you for this. Make me sick. You know, them Baptist people don't let women sit in their pulpit. I said, I ain't trying to go up there. No way. Too many devils up there. I ain't hearing you. The truth. We perform, but God will prepare us. He'll prepare your heart. He'll speak to you. I ain't hearing nobody. He'll speak to you. And tell you, their time is up. I want to fix you. Well, you won't be up there pretending and performing in line. How did I get over there? I ain't hearing nobody. He want to restore our soul. Our soul get in trouble all the time and we leave God. You don't believe what I'm saying? Let what you want come by. You leave God. I ain't hearing nobody. Forget them. They'll lie you anyway. God won't be no liar for none of us. He want to restore us back in our rightful place or in a place in him. Sometimes you don't know you ain't in a place with him till tragedy comes. You've been there having a good time because you ain't really had nothing you had to deal with. Why you think some people don't want to be saved? Because they ain't never really had a problem they had to deal with. I do what I want to do. I go down there and break in the bank. I got cousin to get me out. He might let you break in there one time, and he won't let you get out. But disobedient. Let me go a little further. And the very legal audience, which was designed and intended to bring life, actually proved to me death. When he designed something to give us life, we reject it because of our own self. Tell me how many people say they're Christian, born again, saved, walk around with stuff in them about folks. You got to check in yourself and see if it's you. Don't look at nobody else. See if it's you. I don't care how you come on one accord with spirits. They just what they is if it ain't the spirit of the living God. I want him to fix me. We fought all these people that we done got involved with. You got five or six churn for it. Some don't look like it. But you did it. Won't you deal with it? Lord, how I'm going to take care of these churn? You got in yourself. Get out with him. I need you to come in. I got all these mouths to feed and mine too. And I'm mean and mad as a rattlesnake. But didn't nobody do it to you? Did it to yourself. It don't have to be cheering anything else because some folks ain't got no cheering. I bless the Lord. One month of my sister passed. She came to my house. She and my nephew. She said, sister, she called me sister. She said, I want you to buy me a Michael Carr pocketbook. And in myself, I start to say, you ain't got no churn. And your husband got a job and you too. Why you want me to buy your pocketbook? Ain't God good? Follow me where I'm at. She had access to buy herself a pocketbook. You know how we going to want to try to take the easy way out. I went and bought her a Michael Carr. It was a cloth pocketbook. I think it was about $2.98 at that time. The Lord said, take it back and go get the kind she liked. Somebody help me. Just as I said what I said, she got a husband, you got a job, and y'all ain't got no children. What are you telling me to buy your pocketbook? But I did not know the sister was going to die. I ain't hearing nobody. I disobeyed. him will mess us up. Guess what? When my sister passed, she had never used the pocketbook, and it was over $600. Her supervisor came to me. She said, I want to know which one of the sisters bought this pocketbook. Oh, my God, I was wilding out there in the dirt. The point I'm making about this, we look at a situation when we fix it in our own self. But God want to prepare you. I am not worried about my sister. Because the day she passed, one of my sisters called me. I said, take her through the center of prayer. They called me. The Lord said, leave your pocketbook and your phone in the car. Because otherwise, I would have knew she was dead. I want to help these hero people. When God sent a word, or it didn't look like my sister was living, that's where we get messed up at, pointing our finger at people. You don't know the relationship that God will form through whoever. She said to me, I asked the Lord not to leave me, stay around here where nobody will have to take care of me. When my time come to die, let me go out of here fast, quick, in a hurry. Did he not do that? We got too many celebrities and self-righteous folk. You don't know what was going on between her and the Lord. So the lady said to me, she said, your sister brought the purse that you bought her to the job. This what told me up. I couldn't even talk. And said, my sister bought me this purse. And all the hurt that I was feeling, it came out of me. I said, I'm older than my sister. But I said to the Lord, I'm so grateful that I heard you. My sister was an upscale. She ain't been here where people can say she wasn't. But she was upscale. Like nice things. And even in the midst of me buying this purse, the same night my sister passed, when I got from Jacksonville there, the purse I bought, which I thought it was to my sister, it would give them back to me. I might go somewhere. I'm still in the book. Sin or hinder us. Because I said, why does she want me to buy her expensive pocketbook? She can buy it herself. I didn't know what God wanted to do for myself. We can go around and fake it. I've done this and done that. Only what you do for Christ gonna last. When I got the purse back, it had never been used. And it was still wrapped in the defined paper. And the woman said to me, she said, you don't know how your sister loves you. That once I said, lady, you got to go because I just can't even keep listening to you. She went on and she said, my sister got a ministry. And I didn't know that she viewed what I do like that. You don't never know when it ain't you, what God will do through you. I began to say, we selfish. We mumble. We complain because it's about us. What it got to do with us? God want to bring forth healing. I come from a close family. Very close. Knitted together. Because God put us there. He put us together. And I know this morning that he don't make no mistakes. We didn't run from rich. But we was always rich in him. Because we ain't never been evicted. We ain't never not had no light. We ain't never been without food. And we ain't never been without a car to take us where we need to go. So that tells me we were rich in the spiritual realm. And it ain't because we've been good, because he's good. You got to take something in order to get something. I ain't hearing nobody in the house. When you're murmuring and complaining and you self-righteous and you all of this and all that, how can God entrust you with his stuff? How can God show proof to you when the enemy comes and say, I got you? If you ain't available, then you ain't got your mind over there. He can't come in there and get you. You want to be saved? You want to stay saved? Well, you got to let him line you up. Because the enemy will come and get you. I don't care how long you've been out here. And he sends people who closest to you. Them the one mess you up. Them the one get you looking at everybody else because they don't want them to see you. But I bless his name this morning. It's all he has done and still doing for me. She asked me to buy the pocketbook. Oh, the enemy gonna come and get you. Because I had family members. And just what I said to them, her husband didn't come to my house and knock on my door and say, will you buy my wife a pocketbook? And I don't need his permission to get it back. Amen. Oh, it's okay if you don't say amen. Amen. He wouldn't want me to know he wouldn't have bought her one no way. Amen. But that doesn't mean she couldn't get one. Amen. Let me get on to the word. Ooh, shoot, boy. For sin. Somebody say foreseen. It'll range in anybody. And it'll come and get you. And you think you're straight. But see, the problem with when we see in everybody else and we don't get focused on ourselves, folks can drop some of your spirit and it'll mess your relationship with God totally up. Ain't in the house today. See, even if somebody come at you, if some people over here, I want to call a few people. I ain't scared to come at you they way, and if you want to do something, I'm looking at two, but I ain't going to call their name. They'll come and get you, and if you want to do something, they'll drag you. How can you see Jesus if they dragging you and talking about Jesus? You can get up and say, hold it. Can I get a minute? You need Jesus too, because you dragging me. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. But God is a God that he wants us to see what sin will do to each one of us. You don't have to admit it today. You can tell when you don't get out of fellowship with God. You get to sin everybody. I ain't going over there no more because they ain't teaching nothing. You ain't want to learn nothing because you don't got self-righteous clothes on. And you read the word and it tell you what you want to hear. But this word don't roll like that. I said, God, when he told me this morning, I said, I'm tired of talking to these people about sin. He said, you do what I say do. Because I'm going to win at the end. Because some think I got you talking just for them to hate you. I've been reading this book a while, but everywhere he wants you to go and tell somebody something, it go up to the same thing. You don't have to go to Bible college and get confused on who is the Bible. You can find the Bible for yourself. He said this morning to me, I said, oh God, here I go again boring them folks. But I grant you this, there are people think they don't got away and that they are exempt, that they don't have to hear nothing on nobody. It's in the house today. But I want to ask this, are you sure you're ready for the price that is required of you and I for rejecting, not hearing, and unbelieving? Are we ready? The enemy wants the hour to be where you straight, long as your job ain't giving you no hell, long as you can put up with each other in the house about to explode, long as you think you're in right standing. He wants to set us up that everything's hunky-dory. I ain't in the house today. Amen. And we so busy taking care of God's business and not letting him take care of ours. God don't need nobody to take care of his business. He needs representative to tell people about his business. See, that's the difference. He don't need you to take care of his business. Too many people can't do it because you can't be obedient to do what he say do. We got this clause up in there. Like God don't see and he don't know. But he knows the very dear things in our heart at the same time, at the same place. Mm-hmm. See, we're looking at this book, the law of the Lord is perfect. Ain't no flaws in it. The flaws lies in us. It ain't getting no getting better. This is the best. He want to make us better. He want us to keep seeing ourselves. If you don't see yourself, don't you think nobody else don't see you. But God is greater than ourselves. I began to say, God, what is it going to take for us? When you implement yourself, we are coming to a place where we let somebody else invert in and take us out. When we allow negativity to come in, positive go out. Have anybody been in here, been to the doctor? And they gave you a report, and it was not a good report. It could have been the report that they defined. But when you go to the Lord and you ask him for his mercy, for his hand to gratify that he is God, we mean it at that time. I ain't hear nobody up in here. We mean it at that time. But somebody told me that the Lord told them to be in church for X number of time. Don't miss Sunday school. Don't miss church. And don't miss evening service. It is not an easy thing for this person to do. But it's a design thing because God said do it. Now this person got a major situation. What you think I was saying about my sister? When you're a close family in a large family, you don't have no choice but be close. Because you sleep in the same bed. I ain't hearing you. Or people talking about you're going to be have your brother or sister if he sleep with y'all. That's a lie. That's a lie. You ain't over there feeling on your brother. A liar, and I know what I'm talking about. My brother can cook cake good as Debbie can, and he ain't no sister. So some lies we grab a hold to. When you ain't got no choice, where you going to sleep on the floor? No, get on up in this bed. Hallelujah. We want to put everything on somebody else. But God is greater. So coming from this large, close family, you don't have a choice in the matter when you had no choices. I told my mother when I was getting in the teens and trying to impress and get me a boyfriend, I told her, I said, the children laughing and picking at me at school because they say it's so many of all, you can't even count them. So I thought she was going to stop having children because I told her what they said. She told me a few cuss words and go back there and tell all of them I say it. You know I didn't say. She said, when so-and-so start taking so-and-so, y'all? I said, I've been out of school and never graduated. And she meant it. But it hurt me because they kept picking at me. These children talking about this a new thing. Folk children been picking at children ever since time. They shoes will turn over and they were laughing at your they was wore out. Oh, you smell like pee, you do too. Well, you smell like must one, you ain't putting them water on you. Have y'all ever hugged anybody and they stink so bad you couldn't understand it? I got some for these children now, the ones worrying about somebody picking on them. You tell them you know an old pastor. She said they were picking on me when I was a girl. Because some of them said, you peed in bed. I said, we did. I did. They did. You don't know who peed. Don't get cute on me this morning. If y'all ain't peeing, you better go down there and check with the doctor. You walk around with your head all down because folks picking at you. I bet you I didn't go take that report from my mama because she wouldn't go out there with her gun and shut it down, even though she had peed in the bed. You don't never know who peed. If you're 6 or 8 in the bed, don't y'all feel sorry for us. We made it. Some people slept in the bed by themselves. They ungrateful. But God is a mighty God. The enemy will allow those things that has been deposited in you to affect you. I ain't hearing nobody. And then you get around people saying they won't affect you even the more because they all are that and ain't none of that. But Paul was saying here, oh, my God, when he was saying, and the very legal audience, this design, the enemy designed to keep us in sin. He wants us to always utilize self and flesh, that I got a problem with what somebody think they have done to me. Can I get anybody? Hallelujah. I went with my daughter-in-law out of town. And my daughter-in-law has a prestige job. I didn't know her CEO was going because I went to win. And the CEO, I don't see anybody. Brother Imani, will you take him to the bathroom for me because we don't want no more plumbing stuff new. And so when we arrived in New Jersey, and we coming off the transit, whatever. And I said, oh, God, I got to be put up with this boozy hussy all these days. If I knew that, I wouldn't have came. And she was some for hot mess. So the company wasn't paying for me. Woo. Who do you think my God is? Girlfriend, I don't get down like that. And she began to talk about her reins. I said, let me stop this husband right now. She went to talk about all her success. Let me stop you right now. And I got up with, I know my daughter-in-law couldn't say nothing to her, but I could. I told her, if you don't want me up in this room, get me running right next to y'all. Your company paying for you, but I come to pay for myself. Did I tell you that, daughter-in-law? I ain't scared of her. Called my ticket, I paid my ticket to go there and back. While they was working in the day, I went over to the shops. That's right. And I prayed for her with her biggity bougie tail. I didn't know she wasn't going to have no job, but you can get messed up. And I saw the little slang she throwed out there every night. We had to go to I want to go down there to Soul Food Street. She claimed she didn't know for no food, soul food. You can get on that phone and find some place where they got some collard greens and some neck bones and stuff. My daughter-in-law wouldn't even identify she like it, but I do. I said, I got to be put up with this woman a whole week. Oh, Jesus. I thought she was going to put me out in the room, you know. But I had money. I said, I'm loaded, girl. She said, what you say you do? I said, I didn't say. I said, I retired from Blue Cross. Because I can't get you if I tell you I'm a pastor. I'm going to get you, girl, before we leave. And you better know I'm going to get you in Jesus. Then did y'all know that song? You don't remember. You were too young. Walk the dog. Ooh, shoot. That song. Y'all don't act like everybody been old. Everybody be trying to act like a dog. Woo, woo, woo. That's a song, Amy. Don't get cute on me. That's how we got down in my day. We danced till we were sweating. Oh, you hear me? They get behind each other. The other one act like a dog. Mr. Thomas couldn't have made it because he too upscale. Cute? No, he couldn't have made it. Say, oh, surely not. I mean, everybody out there. Sin is a mess. You can gravitate sin. Because it looks so good. Can I get anybody? Why you think folks don't want to stop sinning? Old and young. Because it's so pleasing and it feels so good. Make me want to do more. I want more because it feels good to my flesh. I ain't worried about my soul. I worry about that later. But sometimes you don't get another chance to straighten it up. Can I get back three people to help me? We don't know how many chances God's going to give us. That we do the same repeat of the same thing, but a different way. I come to bless him today. When he come to me, I say, I used to do that. When I invited him in, I don't do that anymore. I bless him today. I said, God, what are we going to do? Transfer our place in you for sin. And sin does the same thing. We die dead again. Why you think we can't find nobody? Only when a tragic comes. That don't mean you're saved. You just don't want to die. You don't want the Lord to tip your little house over and fix it where you can't go to work and can't get no paycheck. Because ain't nobody got 6 or 7 months free pay on the job. Don't lie to me today. You don't have to check in the book because they ain't in there. So we begging God to be saved right now. That's all we want right now. We want him to come in and manifest himself right now. What we going to do after? He done proven to us he's a miracle worker. I ain't hear nobody. Look on the news, it might tear your house down, but somebody's house pulled down. Look on the news, somebody lost their car that they might have cherished, and you still got yours. I ain't hear nobody in here. Some people's life was out from the time the storm Sunday, and they just came back on yesterday, and that's out there in Bougie, Arlington. Up under the bridge. In the hood. Some folks get some prayer through. And he lying some lights to come on. You fall out there, oh, my life dream. I gave you life and you ain't dreaming about heaven. You dreaming about all the stuff man done made with his hand and that they didn't take from other people. I bought that my mind. Let me leave it alone. He wants us to come and be wise so we can be pleasing in his sight. Wise about what people think and you think ain't enough. Wise, he would learn me how to identify that setup that would keep messing me up. Somebody going to talk about once saved, you all saved, you're a lie. You can be saved tomorrow and something scare you. And you ain't saved no more. But God wants us to come on the winning side. Huh? We struggle with sin. If some liars say they don't. Why they don't struggle? They just automatically sin. If you don't want to sin, it's a struggle. Oh, Lord. I don't care about you got a husband, a wife, you see your kind, you're going to sin if you don't tell him to repent you. Oh, shoot. So as you think, so are you. You're thinking it's all of that, you're sin. But let God help you with your struggle. Your struggle will bring you to a place of overcoming. Overcoming that what was signed to keep me in bondage today. Today. Brother, will you give me a little soft music? Shalanda, I need you to come.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.